First and foremost, I'd very much like to say to whoever was responsible for having me come, thank you. I'm humbled, flattered. Don't know why you asked, but I'm doing the best I can and leaving the rest up to God. That's you know, they try and teach you a lot of things at Bible college, and the one thing they tell you, and the one thing I truly have learned, is I can't do anything in and of myself. I don't say that just to be formal. I do mean that with everything in me. Every time I get up and speak, I realize how much I need God, and I feel that way tonight. I was over, I'd like to say thank you to the Damon family for having me over, my girlfriend Thelma and I, having us over today. The food was delicious, the company was even better, and Brother Damon allowed me to get on his internet to print off my notes. I emailed it to him, and he went and printed it off. If there's anything questionable in my sermon tonight, it's because he said he added something to it. So don't look at me funny. You can talk with him after service. No, but and then Brock. I was standing there talking with Brock, and he said, you know, make it a half hour tonight. And I said, I can't make it a half hour. And he said, well, maybe 15 minutes. And I said, I don't know. I'll see what I can do. And he looked at me and said, well, maybe one day you'll get better. So when I reach 30 minutes, I'll come talk to you, Brock. No, I love Brock and Desmond. They're good buddies of mine. The scripture verse I want to look at tonight, if you would like to follow along, is simply one verse. It's found in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, we're going to be lifting our text tonight from the 16th verse. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believeth, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For the time that I've been given tonight, the short time I'm going to be sharing a little with you about what God has done for me in my life, I realize that this is not the conventional stereotypical message that you might hear every day, but I do feel that this is what I'm supposed to share tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and ask that God would please bless my efforts here tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for the wonderful privilege and opportunity that we have to gather together. Heavenly Father, we realize that there are countries out there that this is illegal, and we don't ever want to take that for granted. Thank you for allowing us the wonderful privilege that we have to gather together to worship you, to praise you, and to lift up your name, and to make sure that you alone are glorified. I pray that you would please do that once again here tonight. Bless my efforts. I pray that you would please bless this message. God, may someone be encouraged by it tonight, and may we remember that our ultimate goal and life is to lift you up and not ourselves. We love you, thank you, and praise you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray these things. Amen. I'm not sure how long ago it was exactly. I know it was several years ago when we were in Michigan. I say several, but it was more like 10 years ago when we were still in Michigan. I was at our local Walmart with my mother and eldest sister, Elizabeth. We had just finished shopping, and we were in the Suburban about to head home. I'm not quite sure what time of the day it was. I think it was towards the night. I know that because it was getting a little bit dark outside, and there were hardly any cars in the parking lot. It was not busy at all. As we were taking off, I looked up in the distance, and I noticed an object that appeared to be coming at us at a good rate of speed. I said nothing because of the trust that I have in my mother's driving abilities. I thought, however, at the last second that it might be a good idea to warn her, so I took that responsibility upon myself and very calmly said, "Look out!" Much to her surprise and embarrassment, the Suburban came to a very sudden stop as we rammed into a light pole in the middle of an almost vacant parking lot in Walmart. I'm not necessarily proud of what I did next, but the only thing that came to mind was to slink down in my seat so that anyone who might have been watching wouldn't see me. I'm ashamed and embarrassed to say that, but I'll be the first to say I love my mother. I'm very confident in her driving abilities, just maybe not while she's on her phone. And I've preached this message once before. She knows if she ever listens to this. Mom, I'm sorry. I love you. But just as I was ashamed or embarrassed of what had happened, I think that we as individuals, if not careful, can oftentimes find ourselves being ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ if we're not careful. I was born in Michigan. I was raised there my entire life until 18 years of age. I grew up in an assisted living home for elderly people. I didn't grow up there. My family took care of the mentally handicapped, those who couldn't take care of themselves. I was not in the home. Or I guess you could say I was in it, but not of it, as we as Christians are supposed to be in the world, but not of it. There were several instances in which God gave opportunity after opportunity to be able to witness to those elderly folks. In many of those instances in which my parents were able to pray with the residents right before they would cross over, a lot of times they led them to the Lord. I remember one in particular. His name was Paul Hockmeyer, and he went to church with us regularly, and he had a profession of faith, and I believe I'm going to see him in heaven one day. And there's many that come to mind, but there's still a gentleman up there living right now. His name is Bobby Baisley, and if you ever meet, well, now he's getting to the point to where his memory is pretty much shot. But if he met you one time, you tell him your name and your birthday. I don't know what it was about it, but you'd tell him your name and your birthday, and he would forever remember your birthday. And whenever he got excited, he would do that. And he was there at that home that we had ever since my mom was 9 months old. And he's still there to this day. And my mom, of course, is 22, so he's not that old. But I remember there were several guys who professed to be saved, and I know that one day I'm going to see him in heaven. But I remember there were multiple guys in the home that would go to church with us Sunday morning and Sunday night. And I just want to pause and say that going to church with them was very interesting. I have a lot of interesting stories. But the opportunities that we had to witness to them and tell them about Christ were my favorite parts. In every case I can think of, my parents never once were ashamed to tell them about Jesus Christ, what it was that he had done for them, and more importantly, what he could do for them if they would allow them. And I found that extremely, extremely important within my own life, and I'm very thankful that it happened because it would soon permeate within my own life. When I played baseball and tennis in high school, is when my spectrum for witnessing began to broaden the most. During tennis season, it was extremely hot and humid, for it started in the fall, the late summer went into the fall. And I remember the looks that I received with my cousin Caleb Byler. I remember the looks that we received whenever we would go to tournaments and be the only guys there wearing pants. Multiple times guys walk by and they would look at their buddies and say, why are they wearing pants? But you know what? It didn't bother me at all because I went undefeated. Beat them all, so it's okay. I didn't hold them against it. My teammates, they'd often crack jokes about it, but they knew the real reason for why we dressed that way. And I'll be honest, it wasn't easy at first. It never is, but once you take a stand, from there on out, things become a little bit easier. We as Christians need to take that exact same stand for Christ and not be ashamed of him or what he's made us into. Now, modesty wasn't a big issue when it came to baseball because, of course, the uniforms were very modest in and of themselves. But the thing is, the guys still knew that there was something different about me. They deemed me with the nickname Father John, and they had me pray before every baseball game. At first, I found it to be funny, but now as I look back on it, I see the privilege that God gave me in allowing that to take place so that I could witness to them. Maybe I didn't sit down and go over the Romans Road with them, but I was able to be a witness to them simply by praying and letting my light shine. Now, as I said before, it's not easy the first time that you take a stand for Christ, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and God will help you. Now, the first time I was asked to pray, I was nervous because I didn't know how it would be taken, but you know what? I wasn't ashamed to let those around me know that Jesus Christ was my Lord and Savior and what it was he did for me. Now, it wasn't just on the baseball field or the tennis courts either. Everyone at school knew that I was different, and that helped me tremendously in the fact of that I wasn't afraid or ashamed to take a stand for Christ. I myself, from third grade on to graduation, I attended public school, and that helped me get out of my comfort zone and do things that I wasn't comfortable with, like talking to anyone. But like I said earlier, the more you do something, the easier it becomes. Now, I know it's not always easy to witness to others about Christ, but that doesn't mean that we should ever be ashamed of them. Just because something might not be easy doesn't mean we should be ashamed. In fact, in Mark 8:38, it says, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Now, alluding back to what I said earlier about public school being good for me and that it brought me out of my shell, I'm thankful for the opportunity that God gave me to go to public school and to be a witness for him there where I was planted. I believe that whether you attend public school, Christian day school, or whether you're homeschooled, you can still be a witness wherever you're at. At that time, I didn't know that God was preparing me for what lie ahead in my life. I didn't know that we would be moving down here to Indiana a couple of years later. I never knew that I would be attending Union Bible College and singing in a PR group. And I didn't know that I'd be spending the next 2 years of my life there singing for God and traveling around the country. But the thing is, I'm glad that God gave me that opportunity to be able to connect with young people. More importantly, I'm glad that he helped me to grow spiritually. Yes, I was out there, I was ministering, but I grew spiritually, and I'm so thankful for that. In closing, as I look back on my life and see how God has prepared me for this point exactly, he prepared me in Michigan so that later on in my life he could use me for the furthering of his kingdom, so that he could fit me into that role wherever he has specifically for me in the near future. When I think of that role, that task, or even that responsibility, this one thing comes to mind, and it should be the task of each and every one of us. And I would just like to encourage us this evening as I close. God has a specific task for each and every one of us. As I think of all the young guys here, Clayton, I think of Desmond and Brock. Guys, God's got a plan for you. You might not know what it is now. I don't know specifically what it is at this point, but God has a plan for you. Never be ashamed of God. Never be ashamed of Jesus Christ, what it is he's done for you. Let's boldly lift up the name of Jesus Christ and proclaim it to everyone we come in contact with, okay? Let's all stand for dismissal prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Troy if he would dismiss us in prayer.